Chapter 3. The one property Jeremy Legg owned was in Ladysmith Road, and had been left to him by his mother when she died 5 years before. This was let to an immigrant couple. His other house, the one in Peck Road, was not his at all, but belonged to King's Markham Borough Council. He had lived there for years with his wife, now long departed with another man. No more social housing was available in King's Markham, or the villages, or was likely to be in future, so the sole recourse open to young couples who could only dream of getting a mortgage to buy a house was to rent. The pretty cottage he lived in with Fiona Morrison belonged to her. They had met in a pub where Fiona was drinking whiskey and Jeremy orange juice. As far as anyone knew, he didn't drink or smoke while she did both. She had drunk so much that night that he'd had to drive her home. He was quite a bit older than her, nothing special to look at, and he had that limp which came and went when it suited him. But she fell in love with him. That also suited Jeremy. If he could move in with her, he could let the Peck Road house he was living in on the Muriel Campton estate. He could, and he did. Fiona had it all worked out. She wanted a baby. And at 41, she reckoned she had about 3 years left in which to conceive. Jeremy was the ideal partner and putative father of this dream child. He had his disability living allowance, plus 2 lots of rent, each of which amounted to about twice as much as the DLA. He had a car, and, this was as important as anything, he stayed at home, was a house husband, idle, and had no desire ever to get a job. And as a result, she could return to her work as an optician's receptionist after the baby was born. In a property-owning nation as the United Kingdom once was, and probably still was, it was inevitable that a great many people lived in houses or flats which had become theirs when their parents died. "Best to be an only child," as Wexford remarked to his wife that evening. "Behave so horribly as an infant that they don't have any more. Later on, make sure that your parents own their house and that you get on with them. What could be worse than that you fall out with a surviving one on his or her, probably her, deathbed? And it all goes to donkeys or kids in a developing country."